Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good afternoon, San Antonio. This is Randy Adams, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. I hope you're having a great day. I love KTSA. Man, we're having a great time. Let's talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly in the car business. Oh, man, there's so much going on. You won't believe it. So many violations, so much going on, I tell you. And now we got flood cars coming, and I'm getting so many questions about flood cars. Like I said last week, I've even got a company out of Africa calling me, want me to buy flood cars for them. Because they know I know the market, I know the value, what they're going to drop, what they're going to do. So we're going to open up the phone lines today, 210-599-5555. That's 210-599-5555. There's no dumb questions. Only dumb questions is the one you don't ask, and you need to ask because you need to know. Hey, knowledge is power, and there's so many squirrely things going on in this car business, I can't describe them all. I'm telling you. You know, and I wrote my first book. I'm through with that. We're getting it to print or finalizing it, seeing exactly where we're at. So we want to talk to you. I want to explain. It's a basic book for the basics, a little extra than what I put on the show. But the next two books, we're going to really get down in the down and dirty and what's going on and how you need to, you know, have you ever had a car dealer apologize to you for burying you? Oh, man, it wasn't my fault. I just told you you could afford it. I just told you it's going to be the best car in the world. And you believe me? Oh, man, can I say you land a park? Well, that's about what's going on in the car business today. They want every available dollar they can get because it takes so much in overhead to overcome what's going on. Hey, and I tell you, I've got all kinds of F&I books. It's just for dealers, and so many articles. It says here, playing with fire. Two attorneys issue a warning about new sales trick circulating through the industry. Another new, this is Current Magazine. This is one I just got. And they're talking about dealerships playing with fire. Oh, man. Sales, it says, have you heard the new one? Oh, no, another new one? How can we keep up with all these new tricks? But you know what? They spend all their time trying to be the best they can to get every available dollar. This is Randy Adams, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com, KTSA 550 AM. Be sure and give us a call here, 210-599-5555. If you're watching football, turn the sound down. We don't want to watch them anyway. I quit watching pro football. I love high school and college, but I don't watch the pros. I've lost interest in it, and I'm not sure I'm going to watch the Spurs this year. I've lost interest in them. But, you know, I want to... I love being productive. I want people to be productive. I want you to be the best person you can be. But, you know, we live in a country that is awesome. Would everybody be trying to come over here and live here if it wasn't such an awesome, awesome country? But we got to get together and love each other. More love you have for people, the more forgiveness you have for people, the more love you'll have for people. But see, part of my ministry, part of my show is getting your head straight. But open your eyes. What does Proverbs 1:5 say? Let the wise listen and add to their learning. I want you to learn. Well, I'm going to have to study on this article on playing with fire, you know. I love the old country song, good news travels like wildfire. Bad news travels. I'm sorry. Bad news travels like wildfire. Good news travels slow. They all call me wildfire. everywhere I go, because I'm telling all the bad news about the car business. And don't forget, I got all the dealers tell me, be sure and remind everybody how bad title loans are. 330% interest? Man, Houdini couldn't escape that trap. How can you? I mean, you get in there and you borrow $5,000, you owe $900 a month for 27 months. Mercy me. And most people pay back six at least payments before, and they paid back more than they borrowed, and they still owe 21, 22 month payments of $900. You pay back $25,000 for a $5,000 loan. Man, is that crazy or what? But you know, them good old boys in Texas, yeah, our state House of Representatives, senators, they're the ones that say, yeah, let's make it legal in Texas when it's illegal in 27 other states. And don't forget, we've got this market that's a little on the crazy side due to the flood cars. And 3,000 flood cars just hit one of the local salvage yards. And they're going to sell them. They're going to clean them up, spray them out, dry them out, and throw them up on the market. Now, you have to have a salvage license to buy it. And I just happen to have a salvage license because I buy the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I want to buy your vehicle no matter what. And I buy flood cars. But let me tell you something. Make sure that if you buy a car in the next 3 years, make sure that when you sign that bill of sale, you look over it real hard, because in fine little bitty print, they'll say flood damage. Yeah. I've seen that before. In fact, several years ago, a friend of mine bought one, and I think the guy, he signed the bill of sale, and I think the guy, when he turned his back on him, he stuck flood on there. And then he tried not to give him a copy, but he got a copy of it. And then when he realized he had a flood car, he looked up the bill of sale, and oh, man, that sale had right on there in little bitty print, flood car. Maybe the state needs to determine how big the lettering is. They determine how big the lettering is on signs for a dealership. They determine how big the dealership has to be, how many bathrooms we've got to have, how much we've got to be open. But they don't tell us how big the lettering needs to be when it says salvage, title, or flood. Excuse me, state, are y'all brain dead? Y'all in Travis County and you're brain dead? Let's make some common sense. It needs to be at least 1 inch big. Maybe in I'm building a building, and we got a certified engineer to do the slab. And he didn't send all the plans and everything and sign it in red ink. We got it rejected because the engineer didn't sign it in red ink. Maybe we need to put red ink on the bill of sale so the customer can see this. Now, if I've had several people say lately, because I brought it up once, that these people have bought units and they don't get a Carfax. Now, if a dealership doesn't give you some kind of auto check or Carfax, maybe they're hiding something. There's a lot of dealers right now that go to the auction and all they buy is bad Carfax cars. And then they go and sell them, but they don't tell the customer. Now, you know, we know the car's probably not hurt, but it's not worth full retail. And these guys buy them way back a wholesale. And I discussed a little bit last week, and I'm going to put it in my next book, the difference between trade-in, wholesale, auction, retail, and double retail. And I'm going to explain all those pricings, how it affects you as a customer. And so you've got to be prepared mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I'm going to tell you something. You need a bunch of spiritual, because these guys are trained every day. I keep reminding you, a neurosurgeon goes to school for, what, 8 years? But not a car dealer. We go to school every day for the rest of our lives. Yeah. Hey, we get sociology. We get mind pickled. I mean, how do we pickle your little mind on this car is perfect for you? You ever heard that? And you're not going to have to spend any money for years and years. How about a lifetime warranty? I can overcharge you about six times what it's worth, and you're going to feel comfortable about it. Is that playing with your mind games? Is that a mind game, or is your mind pickled? How's your mind pickle? That pickle mind is, well, if you won't make a decision, car dealer will help you make your decision, Bubba. Yeah. Yeah, we will. Come on in here, Bubba. We're going to sell you a good car right now. Yeah, I got the best one for you. We're going to take it. We're buddies, ain't we? Yeah. Would a friend of yours lay you away and charge you too much and convince you to buy something that they want to sell, not what you intended to buy? Friend or foe? Remember, we talk about friend or foe. Will a friend take all available money out of your budget and your pocketbook? Or is that a foe? This is Randy Adams, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com, KTSA 550 AM and 107.1 FM. Is everybody watching football? I don't even know if Dallas is playing. Are they playing this weekend? I don't know. I've lost interest. I'm sorry. But you need to tell your husband, turn down the sound and listen to Randy Adams. I was, and I'm sorry to say this, but I was at a funeral the other day, and a lady said, I know that voice. I didn't know this lady. I'm looking around trying to figure out who she's talking about. She said, are you Randy Adams? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, me and my husband listen to your show. We love your show. I said, I thank you. And so we got into a little discussion. But, you know, that's why I like talking to y'all. And I'm going to give my mobile number out the second half of the show. So get pen and paper so you can call me anytime. 95% of my business is giving back to the public. I've been successful 2 or 3 times in my life. You ever been busted before? I've been busted twice. But I play that song by Alabama. You can't keep a good man down. Well, in 87, I was busted and I turned around and went back to work and got it going. Man, but you're the same way. Start today. Make today pay off tomorrow. But I mean, if you're going to not make that decision and you let that salesperson make the decision for you, or if you let somebody else make that decision, because a no decision is a bad decision. You got to weigh up and figure out your budget, figure out what you can afford and can't afford, put it all together and make it work for you. Because I'm going to tell you something, a little mistake will cost you thousands. Big mistake will cost you 10,000. You don't think these dealers don't make 10 pounders? Oh, Bubba, they do every day. Do you want to be that person? Oh, no, I'm a know-it-all. I know everything. I'm the best. Man, they tell me I'm the best when I walk in there. You believe that? They're making fun of you if they tell you this ain't your first rodeo. You know what you're doing. Oh, man, they love you. They really, really love you. Believe me. Hey, and I tell you what, we're having a great time also on KTSA, but the Aggies have knocked us out the last couple of weeks. We have MakingMemoriesRV.com. We're talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly about RV buying and selling and trading and what these consignment lots do to you. We discuss that a little bit, and we discuss selling it, buying it. We discuss how big a loss you can take when you buy a new one if you don't use it and you decide to sell it in a year or two. But we want you to go out and make memories. Enjoy your family. Enjoy people. Meet people. Get outside of your little bitty world. Understand there's a great campground right here in city limits of San Antonio, Alamo River RV. It's down on the south side of town. Gorgeous place, a mile of river. I think it's 100 acres and got camping spots, got cabins, got trails, got horses, got all kinds of stuff. So get out and make a memory. Now, what about making a memory on a buying and selling a car? Oh, man. What was your last memory? Have they brainwashed you? Is your old mind pickled at, oh, man, I got the greatest deal in the world? Well, take that little darling back to them in 6 months and ask them what they'll give back for it. Then you'll find out if you made a good deal or not. And they'll probably give you the song and dance. Oh, man, we're not buying right now. We got too many cars. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You got a buyer at the auction trying to buy you Wednesday. And you don't buy. Oh, no, we don't want them kind. We got too many of them. I told you about family that's dad was 84 years old, passed away. And he went down to a local store, and I don't want to mention the deal or nothing. But anyway, they sold him a standard shift little bitty car. Here's a guy, 84 years old. It has 3,000 miles on it. And the guy owed $18,000 on it. So they bring it to me, and they said, Mr. Allen, we don't sell it to you. I said, I'd love to buy it from you, but here's the truth, folks. Your dad left you an $18,000 note, and it's worth about 10 grand. maybe 10-5. They said, it's got to be worth more than that. He paid $22,000 for it. I said, well, he made a mistake. I said, but let me tell you something. Take it back to where he bought it and see what they have to say. So they took it back over there, and guess what? Oh, we're not buying right now. I said, well, no. I said, okay. We just can't buy right now. So they came back to my lot, and I said, well, go back over and say, hey, we found out that your buyer was over there at the auction trying to buy cars. And this is a used car, and we want to sell it, and we want to know exactly what a figure is. And since y'all convinced him it was such a great deal, such a great car, now what do y'all want to give for it? You got to give something back for it. Took it back over there, still wouldn't buy it, still wouldn't give a figure on it. See, that's when you can find out if you made a good deal or not. Take that little darling back over to him and say, hey, I want cash, not trading cash. What will you give? Well, that'll show you. And I'll always give somebody that's bought something from me, I'm going to tell you what I'll give back for it. I guarantee you I will. I've done it. And if you've bought the car 2, 3, 4 years ago from me, I'll give you a little extra because you've done business with me. But that's the way it's supposed to be. Not this, you know, and that's why I put up this website, learntobuyandsellcars.com, so you can find out what your vehicle's worth. I want to buy your vehicle. I'm 100 cars short right now. We need the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, the bad's not bringing, and the ugly's not bringing a whole lot. But if you've got anything of any kind of value, now I'm working on another system where we can get rid of this junk. Because junk's bringing junk prices. And I don't want you to, you know, I want you to be able to get rid of that little yard art that you got out there that your wife's telling you, get it out of the yard, honey. Yeah, I'm tired of looking at it. I'm going to plant something on it if you don't. So, that, you know, we're working on that. But we buy the good, the bad, and the ugly. Go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. Follow the easy process. Now, I'm not Auto Trader Buying Center. Am I going to entice you to come in? Then when we put the VIN number in, we're going to beat you up. And then we're going to walk around and pick out every scratch and every dent and every little bitty problem that it is. No, I want to buy your unit because I need them. And so describe it real. Hey, walk around that car and maybe fall in love with it again. Maybe you decide not to sell it. It don't matter to me. But I want to give you the options. This show gives you options. Think outside the box. Get common sense. Look at your budget. There's so many different avenues to a vehicle, and it's the worst investment we can make on earth. Man, it eats money. It loses money. It breaks. And insurance every month. Remember that statement on the commercial on TV? You didn't buy from the wrong company. You bought the wrong policy. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Friends of mine down in Rockport bought the wrong policy, too, because they got a severe damage and they're not getting paid. So, you know, there's so many things when it comes to money. When money's your God, man, everything else don't matter. So you've got to pay insurance, maintenance, breakage, wear out tires, wear out brakes, all kinds of stuff. So go to learntobuyandsellcars.com, describe your car, look at it real, real hard. Describe it to me. I'll make you an offer on it. I want to buy your car. I'm buying lots of cars off our radio listeners. Thank you. Helping them on options and different ideas. Thank you. And then go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. Follow the easy process. Number one, get your credit score. Go to FTC.gov, the safest place to go, FTC.gov. Find out what your credit score is. Look at your credit hard. Make sure everything's right. Make sure somebody hadn't got a loan in your name or gone to the hospital and used your name or left a bill somewhere. Make sure that you paid something off that's still available. You know, just there's so much that can be on your credit that you haven't looked at. You need to look at it and make sure everything's right. Now, after you've done that, go to a credit union. Go to 2 or 3. Go to all kinds of banks. You know, I'm still looking for a bank or a credit union would like to sponsor this show. Does somebody out there want to finance cars and show the community that this show is trying to teach you something, that you're going to learn something? You want the best for the community, best for your customers? I'll even come in and your best customers, I'll even give them a class. So we're looking for a bank or credit union. So shop all these bank credit unions. If you find a bank or credit union that's the same interest rate as yours, open up a new line of credit. But shop. Hey, go online. Capital One. There's all kinds of places out there that's wanting to loan money. And I explained to a guy yesterday that came by my car lot, and I met him, and I had a little discussion with him for about 30 minutes. Hey, these banks loan 20 to 1. So they got $5 million in a bank. They can loan out $100 million. And then as the payments come in, they're making money on that and interest. Now they can loan out another $100 million. Man, it works that way. So shop, shop, shop. There's somebody that's going to loan you some money. They're looking for stability. That's what they're looking for, and they want a chance to get their money back. So after you've shopped real hard, you know what the total bill is going to be, what you're going to pay in, what the interest rate is and how much total interest you're going to pay, how long you're going to be tied up. Remember, debtor's prison. Yeah, you don't want 84 months. You don't want 72 months. You want short term. Hey, sometimes these cars don't live forever. You know, that's why the junkyards are all full. Hey, what did Henry Ford say? They asked him if he could build a perfect car. He said, make it out of cardboard, Bubba. He said, and then I'd guarantee it for 1 year. And after 1 year, one day it'd fall completely apart and I'd say another one. Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if they're not trying to do that again. So after you've been there, you've got all that information together. You got it fit in your budget. You got it fit in your needs. You know exactly what you need. Then go talk to your bank. I mean, your mechanic. Go talk to your body shop. Go look at Consumer Report online. Go look at everywhere. Go see if there's any recalls. See if there's any class action suits. Get on that internet shop, shop, shop. Talk to people that's driving that type of car. You like that car? You want to sell that car? You know, I've talked about this lately. I had several people that I knew well, and I never asked them if their vehicle was for sale. A friend of mine had a truck, had 180,000 miles on it, but I know where to sell it. I shipped those units to Chicago. And so what happened? Oh, man, he sold it to somebody else, and he got $2,000 less than I'd give for it because in his mind he thought nobody else would want it. In his mind, he walked up on that dealership, and they convinced him nobody else would want. Nobody going to want 180,000 miles. So he lost $2,000, and I would have made $1,000 on that certain unit. So you got to look. You got to get outside the box. You don't take that unit to a new car dealer because they don't want 180,000-mile car. They're going to wholesale it. Remember, we talked a little bit about last week, trade-in, wholesalers, all kinds of different stair-step prices. So where are you at? So now that you've got information, you've talked to your mechanic, you've talked to everybody, you've done your research, you made a decision on a vehicle, you've talked to people that drive those units. Hey, you may even go to the car parts places and ask them, do you ever see this 2010 Camry? Do you sell a lot of parts? What breaks a lot? Can you pull it up and tell me what I can expect? So now you figured out what you're going to buy. Then you shop, shop, shop. Shop hard. A good deal starts with a good car, not a great salesman. A great salesman will say you a mediocre rough unit, convince you it's brand new, slam you in that dude. You're going to walk out and think, man, I made the greatest deal in the world because you didn't look at it hard enough and you believe that person. And then when you get down the road 3 to 4 or 5 months, you figured out you made a serious mistake. There's no backing up. No. It's that little darling's yours, hair high and all. So you got to be ready. You got to make that right decision. You got to study. You got to work on it. I am working in this next book, I'm going to also go over a little more detail how to look at a car and take your time. Too many people rush in to buy a vehicle. The salesman run them around. They spin them. They try to show you 5 or 6, 8 cars, give you options, and then they figure out what they can slam you in, and then they steer you that way. Now, it's illegal to steer a person in real estate, but it's not illegal to steer a person in automobile business. Excuse me. What's the difference? Hey, the real estate salesman, that's illegal, but they don't own the property. The used car and the new car, they actually own the vehicle. Their company has paid for the money. Their associate to sell that unit. So what's the difference? They want to steer you in every direction. So now you're convinced, hey, if somebody tries to switch you, walk off. If somebody won't price a car, walk off. If somebody won't show you a Carfax or auto check, be leery. because they're out buying these cars with accident reports. I talked to a gentleman today, had a light accident on 11 Maxima, and the airbags blew out, and it's cost him a lot of money. Loss of value. Now, you might be out trying to buy a vehicle, and it's had an airbag deployed, and the dealership went to the auction, and they bought it, and they knew it, and they bought it $2,000-$3,000 cheaper than the other one. They had that retail price. Now they're making $5,000 or $6,000 because they're buying cars with bad Carfaxes and acting like they're not, because they don't want to show you that. They don't want to show your past history. If they won't show your past history and you're locked in, you want to buy that car, go to the insurance company or go on your own and leave the dealership and go to Carfax, pull it up and take a look. You know, the car's not hurt. It's just not worth full retail. It's below wholesale because they bought it way below wholesale. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, to have you mentally and understanding the business more and more every day. Now, you know what your trade's worth. You've been shopping everywhere. You know what's going on, so you can make a better deal. I'm trying to open your eyes. If you get my book, there's going to be a little more detail in it. The next book, Katie Barr, The Door Man, we're going to rock and roll. We're going to get really deep in the last book. Boy, oh, boy, we're going to really get after it. We'll be right back, folks. I love you. Hey, here's my song. I love it.
Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
Here come old Fatty. Well, bad news travels like wildfire. Good news travels slow. They all call me wildfire, 'cause everybody knows I'm bad
news. Yeah, bad news. I got bad news for you. You can't beat the car dealers. No. Isn't that wonderful by Johnny Cash?
Always getting in trouble. And I'm leaving little girls that hate to see me go.
Bad news, that's it. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I hate to have all this bad news about the car business, but it not many real good deals going on right now. It's like walking in a snake pit sometimes. You just got to dodge and dart and be ready and be on your guard. Oh, man, bad news travels like wildfire. Good news travels slow. That's about like today, isn't it? I mean, Trump can fart, and I'm telling you, the news blows everywhere, 90 miles an hour. But he does something good, and nobody brings it up. Same way in the car business. The people out there trying to do good, you don't hear much about them. You know, and here it goes. I got so many books I'm trying to put pieces together, and the changes in the car business the last 50 years. You know, years ago, I think people cared about people more, and they didn't care about, you know, they wanted to make a nice little profit and go on, and their overhead was low, and they knew everybody, and they wanted to take care of them. But you know what the latest and the greatest word on the car business is, hey, man, you got to make money on your friends because your enemies don't come around. Is that the way it goes? Well, listen to the ads. If it sounds too good to be true, Bubba, it probably is. Yes, I don't want to mislead you in any way, but hey, there's nobody calling today. Everybody mad at me or what? Did I hack somebody off? Hey, did you turn the phones off, Chris, or what? No, 210. 599-5555. Sell a car. Want to know what it's worth. Want to know what's going on. Anything. There's no dumb questions. Only dumb questions are ones you don't ask. But I can't believe we don't have any phone calls. That might be the record in the first half and not have any phone calls. But you know, hey, Tesla. Here's a pet peeve. I might as well bring it up. I got them hacked off about it. How can our government give them $10.5 billion and make the owner of Tesla a billionaire? And now we're giving him another $5 billion, And now he's trying to sell cheaper cars, and we can't get them charged up. But now they used to have free electric stations, but not anymore. You got to pay for it, and it adds up to being about $2 a gallon. You know, we could build cars. Yes, we could. Electric cars that could charge up their own. They put ball bearings that are so smooth and turn so easy. We could put them same ball bearings on an alternator on each wheel. And as you go down the road, we could charge the battery up. And you could plug it in at home. That would work. But oh no, the government don't want that. Bubba. You know, we sell 120,000 to 150,000 gallons of gas on one service station in San Antonio at Stone Oak in 1604. That's $60,000 a day in tax money. What are they doing with that money? About like our city government throwing it all off. It's amazing what's going on. We got a caller finally online. I can't believe it. The phones are not broke. Randy Adams, thank you for calling. John, how you doing today? Yes, sir, John.
Hello?
Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
Can I help you? You're on KTSA?
Yes, sir. I had a question. I'm trying to sell a Dodge Durango.
Uh-huh.
And I've tried just about every which way. It's a 2006 4x4 Dodge Durango.
Uh-huh.
It's got 90,000 miles on it.
Right.
And the blue book says it's worth $6,500. So have you tried lowering it to $5,500? But nowadays it seems like, I guess, everybody wants a small car. What's the best way of selling it, sir?
I guess you've tried Craigslist and Auto Trader maybe, or Cars.com, or any of those.
Yeah.
Have you got a sign on it?
Yes, I do.
And what do you got it priced at?
I've got it priced at 55.
Yeah. You know, and Durangos are not bad units. They just resell on them. It's tough. And it's an 06?
Right.
Might try $4,900, and just in case somebody would like to buy it and they got to sell theirs first, you might have them go to my website, learntobuyandsellcars.com. I was at an auction the other day, and they had some City 08 Durangos with around that same kind of miles, and they were bringing 35 to 4 at the auction, and that was 08s. So, you know, you're supposed to be able to sell that unit at that price.
Okay. What was the website, sir?
You might try autotrader.com or go to Craigslist and stick a sign up there and put a price on it. You can buy some markers that you can mark your back window up or your side windows at Home Depot or Lowe's. And there's paint and there's non-paint and white lettering, and you can letter it up and put a sale sign on it. Tell them I'd put on there $49.50 possible trade. And possible trade would be that, you know, I would buy their unit. I've had a lot of people lately needing to sell their unit. And they were okay on the price retail-wise, but somebody needed to sell their unit in order to buy their unit. And I bought that unit in order for the people to buy the unit that, you know, the newer unit. So keep that in mind, too. But get a sign on it and just kind of drive it around and take a, you know, look. Because, you know, what are you going to do if you bought you something else?
My daughter, I'm in the process of buying her, my daughter, a vehicle. She will be attending nursing school.
Great.
In January. So something to get her, to go to nursing school back and forth here in town.
Well, that unit there would work for her, wouldn't it, or is it too big? She
wants
something smaller. Yeah.
Right.
Well, if you don't find something, go to my website, randyadamsinc.com. See if I've got a small car. Be glad to take that one and trade if you don't do anything pretty quick.
Okay. That was Randy Adams.
Inc.com. RandyAdamsInc.com.
Inc.com.
Or learntobuyandsellcars.com. We've got a link over to there. But we've, okay, in fact, awesome. I've got a Corolla a lady's trying to buy right now, a 10 Corolla with good miles. I get a lot of smaller cars in. But if you don't do something, keep me in mind.
I sure will, sir.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for the information.
You bet.
All right, thank you, sir. You have a good day.
Hello, Armin. This is Randy Adams. Thanks for calling LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com.
Yes, sir. I have a Ford Excursion.
Uh-huh.
It's at 2000, got the 7.3, it's got 225,000 miles on. It's four-wheel drive.
7.3 Excursion?
With a two, huh?
A 7.3 four-wheel drive Excursion?
Yeah, a Ford Excursion. It's got the 7.3 diesel engine in it.
Good unit.
Yeah, they run good. They're very good vehicles. I like them, but I need a pickup. So okay. I was thinking of selling it, and I was wondering what it was worth.
And is it a Limited or is it an XLT?
A Limited.
Limited, and it's four-wheel drive?
Yes, sir.
They're bringing at the auction around $8,000 with that kind of money. I mean, that kind of miles.
Okay.
And if it's brand new and you catch the right person, 11 or 12 is not out of line.
Okay.
And if you don't do anything with it, give me a holler. Go to LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. I handle a lot of those. I've got a 6.0 right now that a friend of mine's wanting to sell. The problem is it's been in an accident, and when they had it painted, the paint didn't turn out real well on the unit, and it's kind of slowed the sale down on it. But 7.3s are more popular than the 6.0s. 7.3's an awesome motor.
Yes, sir.
In fact, I've got a brand new 6.0 that a guy's thinking about buying. I've got a 6.0 that came out of a Ford store that was sitting in the back in storage, and I think they lost it or forgot about it, and it closed down, and it got auctioned off, and a friend of mine bought it, and I've got it. But it's a long block with the heads on it, and it's a brand new 6.0 motor, and I told a friend of mine I'd take $5,000. I think they're $12,000 new, but I'd take $5,000 for a brand new 6.0.
Okay.
What have you been trying to get for your unit?
I'm just thinking about getting rid of it because I've been needing a pickup, and I said, well, I can't have both.
So. What kind of pickup you're looking for? 7.3, which is hard to find.
Yes. Well, you know, actually, I was looking for a pickup when I bought the Excursion because I couldn't find one. And my brother-in-law said, well, you can always hook on a trailer and drag it around. I said, yeah,
that's true.
But I'm getting tired of dragging it around.
And do you need a 3/4 ton or what?
Huh?
You need a 3/4 ton?
Yeah, I prefer a 3/4
yeah.
ton.
Yeah, we get a lot of 3/4 tons. I just sold
two. You don't get the old ones, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Like the 70s, 80s?
Uh-huh.
I mean, not 80s, 70s.
Yeah, sure do. And 90s. I've got a 99 a fella sold me that I'll take $1,900 for. Crew cab 3/4 ton Chevy, you know, but it'll do the job. And it's flatbed on the back. But now I've got a 1 ton 58 Chevrolet. I've got a ton and a half 54 Ford. There's no telling what I'll buy. I mean, I just like old trucks.
Yeah, I think I met you one time years ago. Oh, Charles Campbell used to.
Oh yeah, yeah, old Charles.
And we used to pick him up.
Yep.
And drive him to Pleasanton.
You're correct. You're correct. And I took stuff over there to sell him, too.
Yes,
I hadn't seen Charles in about 2 years, when the oil field was about to die. It's the last time I saw him. Yeah, good fella.
Yeah, I hadn't seen him in years, too,
Yep.
But, yes, sir. All right, well, I'll give you a call.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me know.
You bet, Armin. Thank you, folks. You know, give us a call. It don't matter. The good, the bad, and the ugly, we buy it all. I'm subject to. I've got a gentleman that wants me to buy flood Corvette for him, a 15 or 16 that's been underwater. But the problem is he thinks it's not going to be worth much money, and it's not. I mean, you've got to figure the market right now. And at first, the flood cars are going to bring a lot of money at the auctions, you know. But, I mean, if you want that can of worms, I don't want to fool with it. But make sure you ask the salesman, make sure they don't put it on your bill of sale. If it's a flood unit, that's going to be a problem for the next 2 years, folks, maybe three, because there's going to be so many of them come to the market. There's going to be so many you're going to have to look at. So be sure and protect yourself. Take your time. I talked about this about a year ago. I had a friend of mine call me, and he said, I'm going to go buy me a new car. And I said, it's 7 o'clock at night. He said, yeah, they're going to wait on us. I said, they're going to put you together. He said, well, that's what my wife said. She made me call you. I said, don't do it at this time. He said, Randy, I want a new one. I've never owned a new one. I got to have a new one. I said, well, the good news is you can afford it. But the bad news is they're going to rush you through this deal. I said, get up, get you a good, nice breakfast, get a good night's sleep, go over there and get ready for a battle. I said, don't plan on being in and out of there in an hour or two. These commercials are telling you they're going to do this deal in 15 minutes to an hour. They're liars. Pure liars. They're going to put you together. It's going to take longer for them to make all that money on you when you walk in there. And then you got to go through the battle of the F&I department. So they did. They got a good night's sleep, got up, had a good breakfast, went over and spent about 6 hours. The good news is he knew what his trade's worth because I tried to buy it. And he got a little more than what I offered. That was the good news. And he got the unit that he wanted because it was the only one available in that color and that equipment and this, that, and the other. But it took 6 hours, and they told him it was going to take an hour. Oh, man, liar, liar, pants on fire. You don't think a car dealer won't lie to you? Well, sometimes we don't lie to you. We exaggerate a little bit. Yeah, we're going to tell you whatever it takes to get you in. Home field advantage. We love home field advantage. You know what home field advantage is? You're on my turf. Give me your keys. Just like Bob's mom the other day, she surrendered her keys to get a bid on her vehicle, and they hit it $6,000 less than it's worth, and she had bought it from them. Gee, buddy, I bought it from you, and I brought it back to you, and you only wanted to give me $6,000 less than what it's worth. I already had an offer of $17,000. You tried to give me $11,000. Was you trying to take advantage of a lady, or was you just that way with everybody? I told him, man, don't worry about it. They're that way with everybody. They're not trying to take advantage of you. Everybody. Hey, it takes so much money to open up these dealerships. You don't understand overhead. You don't understand there's $30 million worth of inventory there that they got to pay interest and insurance and taxes. Oh, no, they don't pay taxes. You pay their taxes. Just like I was talking about a guy today, and he was talking about, he came up to me to church today. I'm one of the visitors, ushers, and talk to the visitors because I love talking to everybody. You know that. So anyway, I'm talking to these people and they said, well, all these flood cars, poor insurance companies. I said, poor insurance. You feel sorry for the insurance company? He said, I sure do. They lost so much money. I said, guess what? We're going to pay for it, Bubba. Yeah. We didn't have no flood up here. But our insurance rates are going up. They're not going to lose no money. They may lose money today. But if you happen to go to Google, now, there's only one thing I've ever disagreed with Trey Ware in my whole life, and he feels sorry for insurance companies in the health care department. But if he happens to go to Google and look up financial, he'll find out that since 2000, insurance companies' values up 300 to 400%. They may lose a little money in one division, but they kick butt in the other division. Hey, them boys are making so much money they can't count. You think George Soros would be in the business if it was a loser? Do you think Warren Buffett would be in the business if it was a loser? You think Warren Buffett be in the railroad business if it was a loser and he didn't have all them strings tied to them Congress and the president? You don't think he won't agree with the president? Here is a capitalist agreeing with a communist president previous, that's Obama, not ours now, and agreeing with him. Why? Because he had all them railroad contracts. He's making billions on the railroad. Now he's in the car business. He owns 67 dealerships. Yeah. You don't think they ain't cash cows? Would you go out and buy all these dealerships, pay multi-millions, and not even buy the dirt if it wasn't cash cows? Hey, Bubba, you're in for a fight. Bad news travels like wildfire. Good news travels slow. Man, it's bad news right now, Bubba, because it takes so much money to open up these dealerships. They got to make the money on somebody, not you, of course. Yeah, we're friends. We're going to take care of you. Come on in here to Home Field Advantage, and I'm going to get you in there. I'm going to get you keys. I'm going to switch cars on you because you don't need that car. I got something better for you. It's like that article I read you about 6 months ago. Guy goes in to buy his wife a minivan. They got a bunch of kids. But he comes back with a Sequoia four-wheel drive with the big wheels and tires. Well, I bet his wife thought he was nuts. Yeah, didn't I send you to buy a van and you come back with a four-wheel drive sport utility? She won't leave him alone no more. When he goes off to shopping, she's going to be tied to his hip, I guarantee you. She needs to be after that deal. What kind of salesman did he get there? Do you know how to push a button? Oh, man, let me push your button. You need to reward yourself. You can afford this car. You're not going to have to do anything for years and years. They don't break down. You got a warranty. You got all this. And I'll even say you extended a warranty and make a bunch of money. A friend of mine called me. He said, man, he said, Randy, you're right. I said, right about what? I'm right about something, huh? He said, yeah. He said, I took my car in, and I'd sold him a 17 Yukon, and he puts a bunch of miles on it. And I sold it to him. I think it had 20,000. Now it's got 35,000. I told him, I said, when you get to 35,000, take it in and tell them to go completely through it because it's about to be out of warranty and make sure, see if there anything needs to be fixed before it goes out of warranty. Well, he did that, and it came out. And I'm not sure they fixed much things, if anything. So then he said, but the phone is rang. Everybody trying to sell me extended warranties. I said, now you got options. You got opportunities. You look at the situation. See where you want to gather the money, where you can save money. Who's got the best extended warranty? So now you can buy extended warranty. You don't have to buy. You got 36,000 miles, 3 years when you buy the unit. Why buy a warranty, extended warranty, when you haven't used the first warranty? Excuse me? You know, you just keep buying and buying when you don't have to. Well, they'll convince you you need to. Going to roll it into your payments. Well, ain't nothing free, Bubba. Nothing. If they roll it into your payment, well, they can give you that payment afterwards and roll it in there. Hey, we got Mike online. Is that correct? Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. And you?
Good. I have my wife's looking to buy a used car, and she's wanting to sell her 2007 Suburban. Problem is, it's got 250 or 60,000 miles on it, and bring it to a dealership. They want us to pay them to take it.
Well, hold it. What color is it?
It's black.
Two wheel, four wheel.
A two wheel drive.
Okay, and is it LTZ or is it just a leather?
It's a LTZ. Leather.
Yeah.
It's in. I'd say it's in, you know, fair to poor condition. I
mean, mm-hmm.
We've had kids. And
you got your money's worth out of it.
We did. And we've had some, you know, we've done all the maintenance on
right.
it. Put in a new fuel pump, new radiator. I mean, just issues that have come up. But, I mean, it's time to get another car. But I don't know if I really want to put a for sale sign on and have her drive it around.
No, you don't want to do that. I wouldn't do that. No. No. It's a $4,000 unit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's better than paying me the dealership $500 to take it.
Yeah. But no, you've got a $3,000 to $4,000 unit. No problem at all. And I'm a buyer on it. I mean, you know. And, I mean, what are you trying to put her in?
Well, she wants to. I've owned Lexus all my life. And
they're great units.
Don't buy anything but a Lexus or Toyota, so I've kind of got to convince to buy a Highlander.
That's my pick. I love those. Yeah. I've had a bunch of them lately, and I've sold all my friends. Every friend that I've sold, I sold a friend of mine 5 years ago, him and his daughter a Highlander to go back and forth to A&M, and I think that girl, she almost commuted every day, sounded like, but sold it to him with about 100,000 miles on it, and he said, well, I just need to last a year or two, and then I'll get her something else. Well, 5 years later, now it's got 250,000 miles on it, and we're now starting to look for something for her. And those Highlanders are great units. They really are.
All right, we'll visit your website, and okay. I'll have her give you a call and see if we can.
Yeah, we'll try to do something. Be glad to.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. You bet. Randy Adams, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. Go to my website, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. Go to Randy Adams, Inc., or give me a call, 830-708-4789. I'll answer it. And if I don't answer, hey, now I did lose a bunch of phone numbers. There was about 3 weeks ago, I wrote all these phone numbers down on a piece of paper and I left it in a car I was driving. And I've lost a lot of people's phone numbers. One of them was a guy with two trucks, 4x4s with high miles, and I wanted to buy them, but I lost his number, and I usually write it down on my spiral notebook, but I wasn't there at that time. So give me a call back. Keep trying, 830-708-4789. I want to talk to everybody. I follow Let the Wise Listen and Add to Their Learning. I follow that. I listen to my listeners. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you want to know. I want to help you. I want to give you options. I want you to think outside the box. I want to be your mentor. And guess what? It don't cost nothing. It's free. And the best part about it is free. So go to learntobuyandsellcars.com or give me a call, 830-708-4789. And like I say, I've got a 59 Ford Big 950. It's a big, oh, man, I love it. It is a cool-looking big truck. So, I mean, I'm subject to buy anything in the world. I buy wrecks. I buy motors, buy transmissions. Of course, they got to have some value when you fix them. You know, I like the late model stuff and the late model units. So we like to buy that. But be prepared because there's so much that's going on in the car business. And, the other deal on the Tesla, I want to finish that real quick here. We gave the owner $10.5 billion, and now we're giving him another $5 billion, and he's doing the business on his own, and he hadn't made money. Here we've gave him $15 billion. Guess who's paying for that? Just like the insurance companies are going to go up on the price. Well, that's taxpayers paying that Tesla money, $15 billion. Man. What is going on with our government? Are they crazy? That's about like Palestine. We're giving them $700 million a year, and they're taking $300 million killing people in Israel. Why we want to give terror $700 million, I do not know. Is our government brain dead? When I had an Austin show, I kept telling everybody that the elect officials hit Travis County, and they went brain dead. I wonder if Washington, right around that city limits, they go brain dead. I don't know, but we're wasting a lot of money. But see, this is what this show's about, making better decisions, thinking outside the box, giving you options, and getting your mind clear. 99% of addictions are tied to unforgiveness to mother, father, or spouse. The more forgiveness you have in your life, the more love God will give you for other people. And that's what we need in this world. Don't be like the Democrats, where my opinion is my God. And if you don't agree with my opinion, I'm going to hate you. I'm going to call you names. Hey, I got news for you. If you don't agree with me, I want to hear your side, and I still love you. And I wasn't that way. But see, there's only two kinds of people in this world, givers and takers. Takers are never happy. I think they're Democrats. They never get their way. Oh, man. And their opinions are God. We're givers, always giving, always happy, always content, and we'll listen to both sides. But are you listening to both sides? Are you listening to the side that tells you to buy this vehicle because I want to reward myself? I deserve it. I'll look good in it. Oh, man, I'll have the only one on the block. Don't you just love it? Aren't you jealous I'm driving this new Mercedes? No, I'm jealous I don't have them high payments to make. Oh, man, mercy, mercy me. Hey, good news travels like wildfire. No, it don't. Bad news travels like wildfire. Good news travels slow. I'm giving out the bad news on the car business. I love you, San Antonio. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Arnie. Thank you, everybody, KTSA 550 AM. Hey, forgive everybody. Live longer. God bless you.